Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Back with Trendy Trev.
Yes, it's very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program here at National Talk Black. Welcome to your first program for the year 2026. Happy New Year to you all. Hope you're well, hope you're safe, and I hope you had a deadly break. And good to be back on the program with you, deadly mob. So it is Yarning Circle, belongs to you, mob. You can give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call, have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidingi country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And a very good morning, NERS. Thank you very much. And all the deadly team down that way, based at BEMA, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. And while we're at it, happy New Year's Day for everybody across the nation in regarding First Nation radio stations. A deadly network, a black network, and deadly yarns and music and deadly conversations on our deadly programs. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional across this beautiful country. As welcome Black National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brothers as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, well, BBM 987 FM. What does 2026 hold for you? Give us a call, have your say. Maybe you're starting a business, maybe you're starting university, maybe you just completed university. Now you've got your profession, you're stepping into the business world. Maybe you want to yarn about that. Here in Cairns on Yidingi, Gimwa here, we celebrate 150 years here in Cairns this year. So a lot of celebrations throughout the next 12 months. And every month there's going to be conversations and celebrations and all different industries as well, to First Nation, to tourism, to health and all the above. So I'll keep you posted what's happening here on Gimwa in the city of Cairns. We just had the New Year's celebration, of course. And big shout out to the Yurukanji saltwater people in regard to saltwater art. Patricia Singleton attended her exhibition at the Cairns Museum. Looked fantastic and good to catch up with mob. Nice kickoff for the start of the 150 years of Cairns celebration. And also we've got coming up 23rd of January right through to 8th of March, 2026 Cairns Chinese New Year celebrations. So wherever you are, have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Tell us what's happening in your neck of the wood. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong, you mob. Great to be here. Too deadly.
Turn it up, won't you come see?
like a sleep, cause I'm wishing to be with everyone.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1800 422 416.
Beautiful track there, Black Swana. That's Jesse Lloyd here on your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. School Savvy by Centrecare. The village comes together to celebrate 10 years of Back to School Savvy with grand opening of 2026 pop-up school shop series. Look, with that, we're going to catch up, have a yarn with Anita Vivas, Centrecare F&Q Executive Director, and talk about this fantastic platform, this space, getting their kids ready for school. On the line, Anita, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Trevor, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, give us a bit of background regarding Centrecare F&Q, making a difference. Tell us about Centrecare, please.
Sure. So Centrecare has been delivering services in Far North Queensland for over 40 years.
Yes.
I think we're actually coming up to 45 years this year.
Okay.
And we deliver services across mental health and wellbeing, multicultural services, aged care, some disability programs, a whole range of community engagement, and at the moment the main one that we are offering to community as of this week is the School Savvy program.
Okay, tell us about School Savvy.
So the School Savvy pop-up shop is open at the showgrounds. We're open every day this week.
Okay,
we
good.
Are offering low-cost uniforms and school resources for kids to be able to go back to school at the beginning of the school school year with the things that they need.
Yeah, beautiful, fantastic. So team effort, open to the whole community. Now you're talking uniforms, that's from all the different schools, as well as books. We're talking electrical stuff as well, and regarding laptops, computers. Tell us some of the other stuff you got there, please.
Yeah, we've got a few. We don't have a lot of laptops. We have a few. We've got a lot of uniforms, but good. We still need more. So if there are people who've got uniforms that they no longer require, they can drop them off to any of our Centrecare locations, Vinnie's, or the pop-up shop itself in the showgrounds. We've got backpacks there, lunch boxes, water bottles, shoes, pencil cases filled with resources. So there's all the things.
Anita, are we talking complimentary, or are we talking about small prices, cheap prices, or how's that work?
Yeah, so it's a gold coin donation for most items. Some of the bigger items are a little bit more. But the idea is really, rather than people having things sitting around at home that aren't getting used, that we get them all together in one place and then they get redistributed to kids that need them.
Yeah, look, it's being part of a team. When a young one is dressed up with the same uniforms and got the books and got the bags and what have you, well, they feel a part of a team. And it is good for their foundation, for their education, and for the psychological process as well regarding coming to school all decked out and ready to go, yes?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've got hairdressers there that are volunteering their time to give kids a nice tidy haircut for back to school. And we've also got our family engagement team there. So Aidan and Jess are around to chat to people. And so if people are struggling with their child's schooling, or they're having problems, or they haven't registered their child for school this year, they can have a chat to Aidan and the team, and they can help them navigate, because it's quite complex getting through the school system sometimes.
Okay, fantastic. Now, the School Savvy pop-up is happening at the showgrounds, Cairns Showgrounds, is that right?
That's right, it's there, yep. Today, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m, same on Tuesday and Wednesday, and we're open Thursday evening from 5 till 7.
Beautiful. All right, so thank you very much, and looking all the best, and a big shout-out to the team there at Centrecare. It is a team effort, and School Savvy is up and running. Fantastic. You have a great day. Keep smiling. All the best for 2026.
Thanks, Trevor. See you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. And that yarn there was with Anita Vivas, our Centrecare FNQ Executive Director, and talking about the School Savvy Back to School campaign. And that's launching today, but operating from 10 a.m. right through to 2 p.m. today. That's Monday and Tuesday, and Thursday they're doing in the evening as well. But do check it out. And if you're in the area of Cairns, far north Queensland, you can pop down there to the Cairns Showgrounds and gold coin donation in regarding uniforms and books and bags and everything you may need to get started for school. Fantastic. It's a foundation for the education of our young ones. They are our future, but let's give them a strong foundation they can build their empire upon. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And I'd like to come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country. That's BBM 98.7 FM. That daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
Listen to that sound. whether you like it or not. Ooh, yeah. A rainforest warrior, an ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior. Get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, an ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior. And listen to that sound, sound, sound. Having intermission, this magic potion got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about the sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, with look in your eyes, finding it hard to believe as this came to life. It got me mesmerized, it got me hypnotized. Well, this is ancient art, but you'll never die. Well, this is ancient art, and if you never die, never die. A rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, and listen to that sound, sound, sound.
On your mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
to Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, have your say and yarn up strong. Yarn with the bully one here. Your host for your daily program, Trinity Trevor Tim Murray from the Curry, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindi Country. BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. You can text your brother as well, 045 714 0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, like I said, tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods with your mob, with your clan, with your organisation, All ESS, start of 2026. What's the vision for the year, for the next 12 months? Like I said, maybe you're starting university, maybe you're starting a business. All ears here for your Deadly Yarns here on National Talk Black. Looking at headline news here, a big shout out to Lonely Planet, and the author is Sarah Reed, talking about the 10 incredible Indigenous experiences in Australia, from quirky wildlife to big things Australia. Isn't short of unique tourism draws, but if there's one only in Australia experience you cannot miss, it's Down Under. It's an Indigenous tour. So looking at some of the TED headlines, number one, climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge with an Indigenous guide. And we're talking the scaling the Sydney Harbour Bridge is a bucket list activity for Sydney. Warran locals and visitors alike, but did you know there's an Indigenous guide option as you ascend the 1,332 steps to the summit of the iconic bridge on the Barawa Aboriginal Climb Experience, suitable for kids age 8 and above? Your experienced storyteller guide will share the little-known Aboriginal history of the glittering harbour unfurling below. You like how Gadigal women fished from Ngawi, small black canoes. Here's for the century before the ships carrying non-Aboriginal people arrived, and how Aboriginal warrior couple Benalong and Barungu played influential roles in the early days of the British colony. So that would be an experience. Also on the list there is number two, experience ancient culture via new technology. We're talking Uluru, Northern Territory, in the spiritual heart of Australia. An ancient story takes flight quite literally as choreographed drones, lasers and projections illuminate the night sky to bring the life the ancient Mala story of the Anganugu people, launched in 2023, Voyages Indigenous Tourism. And that's Australia's Wingeru Wiru Light and Sound. So do check that out. Also on the list is take a hike with the original Tasmanians, with its red lichen encrusted boulders and sparkling cyan water, the Larapuna Bay of Fires region of La Wicha, Tasmania's northern coast, is a highlight of many visitors. Also, number four, see the Great Barrier Reef through the Indigenous eyes here in Cairns, Gilmore, Queensland. Perhaps you dived into Queensland's Great Barrier Reef before, but have you immersed in the Indigenous story on a family-friendly day trip for Cairns, Gilmore to the reef with Dreamtime Diver Snorkel? You won't just see the magnificent marine ecosystem, but through snorkel masks, you'll also gain deeper and understanding of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander connections to the reef, dating back to its very creation. So that's fantastic. Also, number five, experience in a different side of famous beach town, Byron Bay, New South Wales. Indigenous experience typically begin with a welcome to country, a traditional design to show respect to the ongoing connection between traditional custodians and the location where the experience takes place. When Akawal Bunjilung woman, Delta K, welcomes you to our country on the Explore Byron Bay tours, it's impossible not to feel an instant connection to the land. Also on the list here, number six, get schooled in Aboriginal aquaculture. Bujbim National Park, Victoria. It's commonly a misconception that Aboriginal Australians were simply hunters-gatherers before colonisation. To the contrary, the UNESCO-listed Bujbim Cultural Landscape, 300 kilometres, 186 miles west of Melbourne, NAM demonstrates how Gutjamara people worked with the natural environment of southwest Victoria. Also on list number seven, revel in the ultimate didgeridoo performance, Margaret River, Western Australia. You haven't heard a didgeridoo until you've listened to Wonder to Me Man, Josh Kumul, a white land play, the iconic Aboriginal wind instrument. And that's the Josh's Kumul Dreaming. So do check that out. Number eight, trace creation stories in South Australia, Kangaroo Island, South Australia. ideal for adventurous visitors to Adelaide. Tatania with limited sight, sea links, new Kangaroo Island Indigenous Day Tour offers the Aboriginal tour of wildlife-rich Australia Island, led by respected Gundjeri man, Elder Mark Kilmultry. And that's Adventures begins with the early morning transfer from Adelaide to Cape Jarvis. Also, number nine here, learn the secrets of world's oldest tropical rainforest, Daintree Region, Queensland. Tropical North Queensland, UNESCO listed Daintree Rainforest in an undeniable, beautiful, it's recognised as extremely important site. That it's on the half or full day tour in the Daintree region with the walkabout cultural adventures, and that's operating there with the Kuku Yalanji for generations. Owner Juan Walker and his fellow guides are experts in the reading of the rainforest, so that's fantastic. And also number 10, alongside Crocs in the top end, we're talking Kakadu National Park, Northern Territory, as an incoming tide surges up the East Alligator River in Kakadu National Park. You can also do tours along their causeway known as the Carhills Crossing, 174 miles east of Darwin, and Garamilla for an easy meal, watching the crocodiles live their life in the river, and the Gulyambi Cultural Cruise. So that's fantastic. There you're 10 listed of First Nation Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander tours. That is a must-do. Put that on the bucket list. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. The first one for year 2026. Lighten up. Have your say. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black with Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases.
I wanted to keep my family strong and safe.
Vaccination is one of the simplest ways to keep myself and my family strong and healthy. Protect yourself and your family. Drop into the Wootropperin Health Service free pop-up clinic this Wednesday, Coral Cay Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in, 9 a.m, 12 noon. Check out Wootropperin's Facebook for more details.
Station sponsor.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Everybody goes back to Mariana. Love is something that we used to share, but I know something we can never put to a all day my life.
bottles in her eyes. I'm too late, she got me hot now. No time to put you out, show and tell. They got show the world, show them bloody. This is love, kind of love, yeah.
Oh, oh, baby, is the way. I give it up, we don't want it, don't want it, be too bad. I give it up, we don't want it, love. Is the way, only way. I see all the fire, and everything's gonna be alright. Oh, baby, is the way. I give it up, we don't want it, don't want it, be too bad. I give it up, we don't want it, love. Is the way, is the only way. I see all the fire, and everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright now.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bunbury Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Here's a story from National Indigenous Times, and thoughts and prayers are going out to the family of Uncle Gordy Langtons, whose legacy felt across sports and community. Tributes flow for the revered sportsman and mentor, Uncle Gordy Langton. The passing of Uncle Gordy Langton last week has left the Aboriginal and sporting communities across Queensland in mourning. Mr. Langton, proud Gungari, Gungulu, Kowa and Nanaka man from Cherbourg and Mergum, was widely respected as a gifted sportsman, mentor and community leader whose influence spanned generations. Uncle Gordy was recognised as an outstanding all-round athlete, excellent across rugby league, cricket, athletics from a young age. At Mergum State High School, he was a figure, a key figure during the school league's team run to the finals of the Commonwealth Bank Cup, where he was known for his speed and strength. He later played rugby league across the Wide Bay, Ipswich and Toowoomba regions, including a period at the Ipswich Jets alongside Alan Langer. On the field, he was remembered as a dangerous winger, known for his pace, strong finishes and ability to read play. He was also signed by the Brisbane Broncos during his career, through though he didn't play in an official game. An excellent finishing winger with plenty of speed, Gordon was represented Wide Bay region since 1983 and has been a member of the Queensland Open team for 94 and 85. He has also represented Wide Bay in cricket and athletics and has been his school's Open tennis and athletics champion, as well as winning the Sportsman of the Year award in 1984. In cricket, he was regarded as a genuine all-rounder, capable with a bat, ball and in the field. So, love, thoughts and prayers going out to the family there. Rest in peace there, Uncle Gordy. And, live life to the fullest. Take a page out of his book. To Deadly Mob, have your say in yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And that deadly number is 1-800-422-416.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Jendoba napi bamada, jendoba kajenda bamada, jendoba gadan, jendoba listen.
Yeah, welcome back. Daily program, National Talk Black. Now with Australia now in the daily peak of our paralysis tick season, vets are warning that it only takes one tick and one missed dose of protection to put your dog's life in serious danger. With that, we're going to talk to Dr. Michael Woodcock, Suncoast vet and owner and head veterinarian. We have Dr. Michael on the line. Very good morning, Dr. Michael. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So talking about our fur babies, we need to look after them, and it is tick season. So can you enlighten us in regarding the tick season and what we need to do, please, Doctor?
Yeah, sure, Trevor. Well, tick season occurs across the warmer times, the wet and warmer times that we have. Mm. It's typical that these are paralysis ticks. So they're a nasty little tick. It's about the size of your little fingernail. Usually a grey sort of colour.
And you only need the one tick that can cause damage?
Oh, only one. Yeah. So just the one. Multiple ticks will cause more problems. But one of these little guys will cause the issues of paralysis.
Okay. And so we were talking about hair cutting our animals and regarding the fur, cutting back, maybe that, shampoo clean and keep eyes and ears open. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, nothing beats checking. Basically, I usually tell our clients, to go from the nose to the tail and just run your fingers over coat, and you, the tick will actually feel like, you know, like a little wart, something just sitting on the skin itself. The tick doesn't go underneath the skin.
Yes.
They just put their mouthpieces, like a mozzie does, and then the rest of the body of the tick is on the outside. So nothing beats checking them over each day. So it takes 2 days of a tick sitting on your dog and starting to suck some blood for the dog to start to show any signs of being paralyzed. So if you're checking them over every day, and you just, if you've got a tick on there, the idea is to pull the whole thing off.
Use your hands to pull them off. Don't need tweezers.
I use my fingers. There's a few devices you can get which are called tick removers, which are just little inventions which for you. But you can use your fingers. Yeah, you just want to get the tick off, and then it can't inject the venom. So checking them over is the biggest thing. But if you can get the preventatives, so there's a lot of different preventatives that are around now which can actually stop the tick from being on your dog long enough because they'll take that in. So there's a new injection which is available which you can give just once a year at a vet clinic, and that prevents paralysis.
All right. And so what's the symptoms for the tick doing its job when you see your dog sort of paralyzing up? Is that too far gone? Has the horse already bolted there? Or
no, not at all. So we can, in a vet surgery, we can actually treat with an antivenom, just like when you get bitten by a snake. There's an antivenom for the ticks.
Yes.
So if you start to see those signs, straight to the vet, and we get about 98% success of actually getting them through the paralysis if we can get the antivenom into them.
Yes.
The signs that you see, typically they look like they're a bit drunk. So they start in the back legs and they just look wobbly, or they can't get up in their back legs.
Okay.
And then it progresses up to the front. And then the chest, the main reason they die, your dog, is that the chest actually gets paralyzed, so they can't breathe properly.
Okay, rightio. And so with that, is it only dogs? Do they go to cats or anything like that? They do as well.
So the ticks will affect most domestic animals, and I've even seen little ponies go down paralyzed as well. But the ticks live on native wildlife, and the tick doesn't affect those guys. So kangaroos, wallabies, bandicoots, and the like, possums, they're not affected. They're just a natural carrier. But our domesticated animals, like dogs and cats, they just don't have any immunity to it.
Sure.
So, Within 2 days, they're starting to show signs, and another 2 days, and they can be passed away. So,
and the tick season is around this time of the year, is it?
It is, We find through the late super hot summer and into the winter, we're not finding them as much. July onwards through to February is really your tick season.
Okay, well, beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Doctor. We need to look after our third baby, so a thorough check.
Absolutely.
Big time, overtime. And thank you very much, and all the best to you. Thank you, Doctor.
Excellent. Thanks, Trev. No worries.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Dr. Michael Woodcock, Suncoast vet owner and head veteran. So paralysis ticks are one of Australia's most common and most life-threatening pet emergencies, with around 10,000 cases reported each year, with dogs and cats healthy one day and unable to walk or breathe the next. So veteran experts are warning of concerning surge in cases during spring and early summer, particularly following a rainfall. So here we are in the monsoonal season, far north Queensland. Keep your eyes and ears open with your fur babies. We always love to hug and pat them. So just have a thorough check of their fur and just see if there's any lumps there, what have you. If the tick, you can just virtually pull it out, but otherwise, and get them checked out through a veterinarian. With that, Trinity Trev about to sign off for today's program. First program for the year, 2026. Great to be back, and back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. 24/7, you can text your brother, 045-714-0550. Our Facebook page as well, BBAN987FM. Well, thank you for your company, Mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And got the news coming up via Nurse, so stay tuned, and we'll yarn soon. Too deadly. Take care. Bye-bye.
War, Amisir, Amisir, Bagwar War in Kurla.
means we were conquerors.